Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
After being encouraged to drain wetlands on their farm in the 80s, a Golden Bay couple are already seeing the benefits of transforming the land back to its natural state. Tony Riley and his wife Kathy have transformed a section of their Motupipi farm back into wetland. It's been done in two stages over the past 2 years in a bid to improve the health of the tributary. Tony spoke to Sally Murphy about the project.
Well, the wetland is really a restoration project, really, because we started farming back here on our own account with my wife Kathy in 1982. And in the late 80s, we were encouraged by the catchment boards in those days to drain wetlands and tidy them up so we could increase the amount of pastoral land. And so we straightened a meandering creek out into a nice straight ditch and removed a whole lot of crack willows. And so that it was a meandering creek back in the 80s up until then. And then for the last few years, been a straight line ditch running through, or still a creek, but it floods. The catchment's quite large, so it catches quite a bit of water. So when there's a rain event, and Golden Bay has quite a lot of rain, so when it rains, it comes up and floods right across the wee gully floor that it is. The wetland is an area of about a hectare or just under a hectare of land, and so it's been divided into three stages. The first stage was done a couple of years ago, which Kathy and I planted, and then the next stage was done last autumn, and that was a bigger area, and so folks came in and did the planting for us on that one. I think it was about 6,000 or 7,000 native trees, which were sourced locally, which was great. So this has been funded from the Jobs for Nature's projects that was provided in the previous few years, and we've got one more stage to go, which is going to be undertaken this coming autumn, which will complete the wetland itself. But it's quite a project because the Tasman District Council have a resource consent to undertake the project, which runs to about 18 pages. So they've been managing that. Blair Reid has been the project manager for that, and the relationship with the council in undertaking the project has worked very, very well, and it's coming along exceptionally well. It looks lovely at the moment with all the spring growth that's been happening in the first two stages that have been done.
Yeah, I was going to say, what does it look like? Have you noticed more wildlife coming back to the area because of the wetland?
Yes, very much so. So the Drake Creek ditch approach that I was talking about earlier is now back into a meandering creek, and some of the wee small springs in the sides of the banks have been made into lakes and little wee ponds and lakes, if you like. We've always got heaps of pukekos and mallards, but I guess the most significant one that we've seen is in the area has been some juvenile bitterns. And so it's quite nice to see that wildlife returning, and particularly many of the charaxectors and the like of just thriving in the environment.
And so with Jobs for Nature, and you mentioned the council, has it been quite a collaborative approach?
Yes, and we've had the local iwi involved at stage two as well, with the karakia at the beginning of the project there. We've also had Project Divine have been coming and releasing, and they did the main planting as well, which is a wonderful group in Golden Bay looking at getting rid of wilding pines and the banana passion fruit.
Because I know some farmers have had issues getting resource consents to create wetlands simply because it's so expensive. Was that an issue for you at all?
Not at all. No, it was initiated by the Tasman District Council, and both Trevor James as well as Blair Reid, who's now managing the project, have made that very smooth, and that was the costest, if you like, for that was handled by the council. But it was a very detailed document, and the 18 pages of conditions. So it meant that when we were doing any of the changing of the watercourse, we had to have consultants available to initially catch all the fish that were in the in the area to be altered, and then put them back after the stream's been settled down, and making sure we catch the sediment running away down and into, because this is a small creek that runs into the Motapipi River and then out to sea into Golden Bay.
And so what's the plan for stage three in the coming autumn? What needs to be done?
The final stage, really, it's pretty much the same. We're wanting to keep locally sourced natives, and it's the last bit of unstraightening, if you like, of the watercourse, and creating some more ponds and a more sweeping creek.
And in total, how much land is the wetland taking up, or will it take up, that you've lost from the farm?
Oh, it would be just under a hectare of land that we've foregone. It was, when we first cleared it, we were adding it to the land area, but in hindsight it wasn't growing a lot and it was very wet and not as productive as the rest of the soils that we have. So it took me a lot initially to get the project off the ground, because I'd spent many hours on the end of a chainsaw getting rid of the cracked willows and taking the trees out of there when I was a younger person. But now when you see it progressing like it is with the new growth for the last 2 years on the natives, it's a beautiful area up there now.
What's it been like to see the change, obviously from being told to drain it, to now knowing that wetlands are pretty vital for the environment?
Yes, it's quite a change, because of course when we got the diggers in to straighten it in the late 80s, there was no issues around water in terms of having to get consents to have a digger near the waterways, and it was just a project that we were encouraged by the Nelson Marlborough Catchment Board to get on with. In fact, there was some support for the digger costs at that time, so it's in our farming lifetime it's quite a transition from that type of thing, but as things change, it's wonderful to see the respect for nature.
Tony Riley in Golden Bay talking to Sally Murphy.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.